do the best we can today that we got. I was not prepared, but I guess we will come up with something, right, guys?
They tell me I'm the best on the project, so I need to go ahead for it. It might be you too.
Bear with us. It's good to see everybody this morning. A lot of concerns and a lot of stuff going on, and we want to keep those that we know close to us in our hearts and prayers. Pastor Steve, Brad Brown and his family, and all those that are in need. We just want to trust that God has them, God has a plan, and we want to release it to him. Any other joys this morning or concerns that we have?
Y'all keep Rollin and the family lifted up. He's having a rough morning.
Definitely want to keep that family lifted because we all need prayer.
For those that don't know, Rollin's in UVA Hospital in Charlottesville. He went up there Tuesday for a procedure, and his oxygen levels have never cooperated since his procedure. He's also been diagnosed with pneumonia at the end of the week, and he's in the pediatric intensive care. So please pray for Rollin and the Woodland family and everybody else.
Definitely want to keep this world and its leaders lifted this morning too, because it's a lot going on there. They are human and they need prayer too. So, no other. We'll begin our service this morning with a prayer.
Mortals that you care for them.
up there. Are those any of the others that we need to lift up this morning?
started him on a, on his vitals. He gets every other feeding, put the vital, he's up to 6 pounds, 11.2 ounces. So the vital is the only thing that's keeping him in the hospital.
Now Megan and...
Megan and Mike are beginning their journey back home from the honeymoon. So the last thing I got, they were in Munich. So they should, there's a time change, so they should get back here sometime today.
That's a pretty good flight too, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's keep them in for you. Any others?
You just tell me, I think it's just lift up our nation. It's just so much turmoil in the world. It's not easy making decisions so often. So I lift up our political leaders and all around the world that we can come and find a sense of peace. And it's so easy to judge what we should and shouldn't do, but we're leaving in the Lord's hand that He's with the right people and make us.
Be in prayer for those, well, kids are out of school, so be in prayer for parents, but there's a lot of kids that have odd home situations, more than I realized until we got down in Central. So Brooklyn has a lot of friends that, and some of them, you don't know what the situation is when you get home, you know? They might not have enough food to eat and things like that. So just be in prayer for them as they deal with the summertime.
Yeah, and on that note, what she said, it was a blessing. You look back there at the food bank. Thank y'all so much for all that brought this time. And keep in mind, as Maria said, these kids now are going to be home all day and the food situation. So the last Sunday in June is stopped at, you know, food bank again. So keep that in mind as you go to the grocery store and see something, pick one up and bring it home. But and Bella, she insisted about sending notes, and I took it upon myself saying no, that we know she appreciate what we do here at Shepherd's for them.
And any little thing will help.
Amen.
You sit there and you feel led to pick something up. It's not what one of you can.
It works. I think you're going to have a lot of emotions. This is going to be the days afterwards, as far as we're going to be prepared. You know, so.
It'll be some long days ahead, but God, I know God's got it. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that you love us even when we are not at our best. And Lord, we just know that there is a plan in place, and all that you ask of us is to trust you and come to you and when we are in need. So Lord God, we at this time, Lord, we just pray for Pastor Stephen and his family, for little Robin and the little newborn. Lord, we just trust, Lord, that you will surround them with your grace and your peace. Give them the strength. Most of all, Father, give them that love that they need to hold, that they need to feel today. And Lord, we just trust that all things are possible for you when we come and ask. Lord, so we trust and ask now that you would heal and comfort. Be with us today as we go forth in this service. Lord, we just know that there is a plan for this, and we just trust that. So, Lord, we ask as we begin our service that you discover us and hold us close. For your name, that we pray. Amen. You want to do the voice back here? Sometimes they're out there.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is on page 561, Jesus, united by that faith. not prepared, but God always puts us in a place that He prepares us. So you have to bear with me. It's a test run because you get the only 28. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you cared enough that you gave everything. We thank you, Lord God, because we are human and we fall short. But you say when we come and ask for forgiveness, Lord, that you give it and it's done. And Lord, we continue to lift up those that are in need of healing, those that are in need of comfort. And Lord, I just ask that you would bless the rest of this service. Lord, just use me where you need to be, where I need to be used. Lord, I trust you. For your name, God, I pray. Well, we go through a lot in our lives. Lord, it puts us in places that sometimes we wonder why. I thank God that today. And I can only imagine where I would be if God had got hold of me. Do I do everything right? No. I do trust Him, though, and that's the confident part. Things take place in our lives that we have no control over. And today is one of them I have no control over. But I trust God. God has put a lot of people in my life to guide me along the way, to help me when I needed help, and I am so thankful. I've been here for a few years, and I think back and I look at everything that's taken place over the years, different pastors that come, different pastors have left. But in this situation, God brought Pastor Steve here for a reason. And I think God's going to bless him. I know He is. And we are as a family of God, we need to stand behind that. And just trust that God, wherever God leads him, wherever journey he needs to be on, God's going to bless him. So, as we go through this day, we think about all of that. We think about all the other people. We think about our world. We can have all the plans laid out. Think it's going to go this way, the way that we want it to go. And things happen. I know God has a plan for Shepherd's Church. I know that. I feel it in my heart. As long as we look to God, instead of trying to take things in our hands and do it, not going to come out very well. We think so, but when God says, that's enough, don't sit down. You need to sit down. Step back and let God look at the true plan and look at His plan. I think about in the mornings and you wake up and I kind of look out and I see all the greenery. It's been kind of hard to see the green here for a while. But God sent the rain. I look at all the fields now that were just barren, and I see the corn popping up. Can man do that? If it hadn't been for God, none of that would be possible. It's like a song. He gave everything. He gave everything. As long as we look to Him to provide and meet our needs, God's going to continue. Regardless if we want it or not, He's going to provide. So, He's not a God that's jealous. He's not a God that runs and hides. He's a God that stands true to his word. He tells us each day when we wake up and we take that breath, I love you. It's very clear that that takes place because if he wasn't in our lives and we don't truly trust him, things get hard. I struggle every day, but I try to do my best to be that light that someone needs to see today. I don't do a very good job a lot of days, but I know I have somebody that I can call on to make it right. I know I have a family, a church family. If I need something, I know without a shadow of a doubt, you do that for me. But do we call on each other all the time? No. And we should. We should, because sometimes pride gets in the way. I used to think I could do it all by myself. And I look back at all those deep holes I dug, trying to get myself out of it. God's best advocacy. And I'm here today because of God's grace. It's not easy, and he never said it would be easy. He said, if you trust me, call on me. If you love me, call on me. It's not always the answer that we want. But it's his answer. It's his way. We lost a lot of loved ones. Back when I was younger, I always said, why? Why? It's God's plan. Because you never know how that person may have touched you until here it is. I'm 70 years old. And I think back on the people that have touched my life. Now, if I could just give them that hug right now, it'd be, wow. But they love me enough to pray for me. They love me enough to try to guide me in the right direction, even though I hesitate. Sometimes I think I'm glad I hesitated because I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't have the friends that I have today. I wouldn't have the people that love me that I have today. Friends come and go. And a lot of them, I miss them. But I had to let some of those friends go in order to get where I'm at. I don't know if any of this made any sense or not, but I just feel like God knew what he knew ahead of time, what was going to take place today. We could have just packed it in, well, we'd go do Sunday school. But I'm glad God gave me an opportunity to get up in front, be able to just share a word or something that maybe we can take out. You have loved ones, tell them you love them. If you have someone that you need to go see, go see them. Because you never know. I love you guys. And I hope so thankful that I can be a part of Shepherd's Church. I'm so thankful that you let me be a part of y'all's life. Thank you. we just thank you, Lord, that you use us in a way, Lord, that we don't understand sometimes. But you understand. And it's always been said, you don't call the equipped, you equip the ones that you call. So, Lord God, just equip us as we step out today. Let your light just shine through us. Let us be that one that needs to see a smiling face or get a handshake or a hug. Because, Lord, we know this world is great. We know that you're in the midst of everything that takes place. And that when you're ready, your grace will be poured out. Guide us, protect us, keep us safe. For it's your name that I pray. Of giving of tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
come up and gather here, and we will dust the buckets, all the our aides, come on up. Gather here to ask blessings over these cup buckets, and we just ask that God would bless them, anoint them, and that each person that receives them, Lord, will be touched by them. Father, we just thank you that you just give us, Lord, what we need, and that you put people in places to do things that are gracious to you, Lord. And as these buckets go forth, trust, Lord, that each one would be blessed. The hands that made them, put them together, the people that will be taking them, and those that are dispersing them. Lord, we just trust, Lord, that you could just fill their hearts with joy and peace, knowing that there are people that are that love them and are willing to put forth the effort to do these things. Thank you, Lord, for each one.
Amen.
I'll be just in a special moment. We just praise the Lord for Tony's being here today, for the call that God has brought upon his life, and for his commitment to shepherds. And just, I was reminded of something yesterday in service. God's put a call on all our lives. Everybody here has a testimony. We pick on the word a little bit this morning and say, you can have to preach. Maybe it's paid for people. George has a testimony, but we all have a testimony. I just want to remind everybody that God gives us that testimony to take and share with others. You know, people that are in need of love and care right now. Just the neat part is, you never know who he's going to send across.